Like to touch on adolescent health. Do adolescents have any information about sexual and reproductive health care, access to contraception, for example? And how are early pregnancies dealt with? And what about mental health? I know from the information we've received that there is a centre for this. But my question is whether this is a centre for all sectors of the population, young people, older people, men, women, or are children and young people, for example, do they have their own centres compared to adults? Are the healthcare staff fully qualified and are there enough of them? And could you tell us exactly how the care for such patients is organized? Moving on to the question of drug addiction. We know that there can be no cannabis cultivation in Eritrea because the soil is so dry, but what happens to drug trafficking or trafficking in other substances? How do you address this issue and how do you manage prevention of drug use? Are young people protected from using such substances? Now, HIV and AIDS, and particularly mother-to-child transmission, are there any centres caring for people affected by these situations, particularly in rural areas? And what about the prevalence rate amongst women? And in generally, what is the prevalence rate in the whole country? It seems that HIV and AIDS is on the rise in the country. And I'm wondering how you provide information to young people about HIV and AIDS. And what about children who are orphaned by HIV and AIDS? How do you care for them? Moving on now to the issue of environmental health and climate change and child health. I know that Eritrea, just like other UN member states, adopted the action plan against climate change at the conference that was held in Japan. I know that in Eritrea, you are most likely to suffer cyclones, floods, and other natural disasters. So, what is done to ensure civil protection? Are children informed of this? Are they involved in this planning? Are these issues discussed at school? And how do children take such information on board? And what about the Sindai risk prevention framework? Now, life expectancy. What is the situation with anti-poverty strategies? I know that this is a real consideration, particularly in the remotest areas. Can you tell us more about how you address the issue of poverty amongst the population? We know that some sections of the population are more affected by poverty than others. You raised the question of mortality, of malnutrition and infant mortality yourselves, and thank you for raising these issues. I would like more information about how you are planning to continue such efforts, particularly to try and reduce infant mortality. Thank you.
Hinda Ubi Idrissi.
Merci, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to swiftly touch on issues relating to education.